Welcome back to yet another FV Vape Show. Alex, I'm only talking to the members. There's no one. Some people on Spotify, maybe from this point. I just wanted to say to you, you are in for a very exciting podcast.
Am I?
In the next hour, I'm going to bring to you some mind-blowing products. And the first one you're going to love. So I want to kick straight off with...
Well, you're going to have to blow my mind.
I will, because it's your favourite brand.
Okay.
Alex.
Yes.
On the table in front of you.
Yeah.
I have Dot Mod.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's not the Dot Mod that you know and love, but it kind of is.
Well, it is, because they're made by Dot Mod under the Dot Mod banner.
So imagine if your favourite brand said, do you know what? People are using these disposables to start their vaping journey.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're giving up the cigarettes now. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
2022, they're using disposables. We want to bring a bit of Dot Mod love to that marketplace.
Yeah.
But I don't like all this waste. So what do Dot Mod do? Well, they do this. Totally recyclable.
Yep. Every single part.
Every single part.
Every single part.
I mean, you've got like this, look at that. Have you seen that before?
Yeah, it's a type of rubbery plastic.
Yeah, so they've got like a TPU rubbery plastic drip tip mouthpiece. Perfectly ergonomic. Look at that comfort. Okay. Then this cardboard.
The shaft is made of cardboard.
Which is really hard. Even if you squeeze it really hard.
Does it feel hard when you've got the mouthpiece in your mouth? Can you just show me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really hard. Yeah.
Okay. But then at the base, you've got again that kind of soft TPU. I'm not going to pull it out because I'll ruin it. But at the end of life of this product, you get your nails in.
You do a little popsy.
Pinch and slide. And you can see I'm just starting to pull that down. And then you'll expose a couple of wires
there
attaching to the base.
Yeah,
so I can just kind of show on the other camera there. So there's a couple of wires there. Now, if I pull down hard on that, I will then detach the base.
Yes.
I can then pull down the battery.
Right.
Put that to one side.
Ooh.
That can go where you recycle your normal batteries.
Yeah.
Okay. Most supermarkets.
The bin, yeah? That's where you recycle most batteries, isn't it?
No, Alex. No, that is wrong.
Oh, no. I've been going wrong for the whole of my life.
Let me tell you where. Take them back to a supermarket. Take them back to a vape store.
Yeah.
And use the wee bin.
Yes. The WEE bin.
That's the one. And as for what you're left with... Recyclable cardboard, recyclable plastics. In fact, the only thing that's going to go in your general waste is the absorbent part, that where the sponge and the coil is.
That's
what you're going to take out. Right. Now we've done all of that about what's different, what have Dot Mod done.
Yep.
Let's talk about Dot Mod.
Right.
There's a bit of a love story with Dot Mod, isn't there?
Yeah, I love Dot Mod, you love Dot Mod, we all love Dot Mod.
It's a shared love. It's not like a wife.
No, I don't share my wife. No, she's just mine.
But the love of Dot Mod can be shared.
Yeah.
Across many different types of devices.
Yep. So mainly for me, in this current, you know, iteration of myself, the .AIO V2 and V1 SE.
Okay. Allow that love to spread, Alex. Right, that's the problem. Alex's love for Dot Mod gets distracted. If this is on the table, you keep reaching for it. I'm moving it, Alex. No more. Let's talk about the disposables. Now, look, there's tons of flavours. I'm going to move the boxes out of the way.
Because you want to mess up what?
I'm going to mess up your display, but I want to talk about them. First up, now, on the top here, we've got the label. See that?
Yeah.
Label.
Mint.
Now, mint is this one. Do you want to try it?
Go on. I'm not really a mint fan. Well, I'll try a Dot Mod.
Okay, wow. That is like a mouthwash style of mint.
That is very minty. I think it's more natural than that.
I'm going to say that is like that strength that you get left with in your mouth. Smint. Think the smint sweets.
Smint, yeah. I mean,
I breathe in. I've still got that.
I like that. That's good. That's a win, actually. Considering, all right, it's mainly menthol. I don't like in ice, but that's a bit of a win.
First up is the Mint Alex. It's a good one. All of these are 2 mil TPD compliant, okay?
Yeah, approximately 600 puffs.
600 puffs, mm-hmm. And we're talking about TPD.
Yeah, the 20 milligram Nick Salt, so win.
Velvet Tobacco's up next, Alex.
Oh, is it?
You know it's going to be good. Now, do you remember that, like, when they had the dot range of juice?
Oh, yeah. The dot leaf was amazing.
The dot leaf is really nice. Look, check out the little LED glowing at the base.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Send me home to mama. I don't know where that came from.
Okay, it doesn't taste like the dot leaf.
No.
When they say velvet tobacco, they're talking like it's almost vanilla.
Yeah, it's smooth. It's very smooth. I don't think it's quite... there is an element of vanilla there, but I think it's just a very smooth, sweetened tobacco.
It's almost like... there's a hint of coffee, or there's a subtle flavour, and it's not straight out tobacco.
No, that's true. I disagree with you about the coffee element to it. I think it's a sweet tobacco that tastes very nice.
Sweet tobacco is a good.
What's up next, Pete?
Okay,
let me guess. Is it mango?
Peach and mango.
Oh, peach and mango.
Peach mango.
Oh no, I've dropped over the.
Don't worry, I've got
next
you.
One. So
peach mango, Alex.
And you've got, which I really like about this, and you probably can't see on the camera. But it's got, oh God, if I want to sound like I'm going to a different room, allow it.
I don't Jesus, want to allow it.
You're screwing my role.
I'm wrecking your vibe.
Yeah, you wrecked my vibe.
Ah, boxes.
Right, so I like the pictures. Oh, look, I'm trying to show it here and go like this. I like the pictures that they've got to show. See, I can't see what I'm doing now, Pete. There we go.
It's like
just
there.
Stop touching it.
The focus point's back there.
I'm doing it. Oh, it's got like little pictures, little line drawings of...
I love Dot Mod more than you. Let me talk.
Of the flavour profile. And this one is a peach and then something that... It's a mango, but I don't know what a mango looks like.
What?
Like, not just off the top of my head.
What?
I'm sure if I saw a mango in a shop, I'd be like, that's a mango.
Or a greengrocer's. It's in the fruit and veg section. You've seen a mango before.
What is it with you and greengrocers?
Well, I'm just
saying.
You
talk about greengrocers a lot. Is that a future career?
Don't judge me. You shop in Waitrose.
Right, Martin Fowler from EastEnders. Calm down. Get your bum bag on and put some cash in it. Jeez. That's really good.
Okay. I mean, you could go off the description. That's
yeah, I know. You could, but I like the pictures. Down there in I like small the pictures, print. Right? So next up, because this is going to take forever if Pete carries on, we've got, and let's just remind everybody, these are the Dot Mod E series. We've got lemon cola. So let's give lemon cola a go.
Yeah.
And it's got a picture of a lemon and a can of cola. Good. And it says lemon cola on it. And let me just...
You're out of focus.
I want to be there. If I want to be out of focus, I'll be out of focus. Thanks.
The social media is a totally different profile, so you have to search for them. I think it's dot E when you're looking on like the Instagram.
Wow, that's good. It's a bit cold, but it's good. And next we have,
I think this
pineapple
is the only time we've ever opened all of them. No, I'm trying every single flavor.
Ooh, that's very tropical.
Well, I'm still on the cola, and that is fresh, authentic cola.
Oh, it is.
There's proper no coolant to that either.
Just get on with doing it, yeah?
Okay, what is
it? So this one says Lush. The one you've got there is pineapple ice. If you'd listened, you'd know what I'm talking about.
Oh, of
so this one says Lush, which I don't know what Lush is. It looks like it's meant to, it's watermelon, and it's called Lush. I don't know if Dot Mod can't get the rights to the word watermelon. I don't know.
No, everyone's been calling watermelon Lush. It's like a disposable ting.
Well, Elf Bar 600s is watermelon.
The pineapple is good.
Oh, that's and very good.
They've put a snowflake on it, just to tell you, it's chilled.
Yeah.
Not frozen,
the
chilled.
Yeah, the Lush watermelon, that's very good. Next up, we've got orange soda, which is one of the boxes that was open when I got here today. And I looked at Pete, and he went, I only opened a couple, and then I carried on, and he'd opened half of them. All of these have got Pete's spittle on. So this has got an orange, and a bottle for soda. And it says orange soda, as you helpfully read out earlier. Win.
Okay.
You've already had a go, but carry on. Next, we've got White Russian cream. So a White Russian is a cocktail. I don't know if this is a cocktail flavour. It looks more like a cupcake flavour because it's got a cupcake picture on it.
Very offensive.
I've not heard of White Russian cream before.
No, I think it's an alcohol drink, isn't it? Alcoholic drink.
Yeah, a White Russian is.
Yeah, I've not heard
But this has got a cupcake on the front as a picture.
Oh,
that's really good.
I like the white combo.
I think that might be my favourite so far. Oh, and then we've got one for Pete, because I'm not trying that.
Oh, yeah. Very cakey.
Yeah. It's really good, isn't it? It's really good, as you'd expect from DotMod. Everything really good.
On the next
Although
one,
the version Alex. 1 pods using them in the so V2 .io, they leak.
There's two left to try.
Yeah, I'm not trying the next one.
I mean, it's DotMod.
Yeah, but it's a flavour profile that I hate.
So we pause at this point. Sorry, DotMod, we can't complete the range, but Alex refuses to try any more of your juice. Is that right,
No,
Alex?
Because there's one left after this one.
No, but you can't try it unless you're prepared to take the banana. Take the banana, Alex.
I don't want to take the banana. You take the banana.
It's DotMod banana. You don't even know what DotMod bananas taste like.
It probably tastes similar to banana.
Oh, it's a good banana.
Is it? Well, the mango's absolutely lovely.
Now, if you've ever, maybe by mistake, gone to McDonald's, pulled up at the drive-thru because you don't want to get out of the car.
Yeah.
You've got banana milkshake, please. You actually meant vanilla, because I know you wouldn't order banana milkshake, and they gave you that. You'd be like, oh, thank you.
Right, okay. I'm just going to give you a little warning.
For the love of DotMod.
For a little warning. If I hate this...
Do it.
I'm going to punch you.
What?
It's your fault. You're forcing me to do it.
Right. But if that happens, that also means you hate DotMod.
But not a hard punch, but it will be to the face.
Right. I don't know a type of punch to the face that's okay.
All right. I'll flick you in the eye.
What?
I enjoyed flicking in the last podcast we did, so...
But not straight away. Delayed at some point.
Yeah, I'll get you when you least expect it. All right. That does taste like banana milkshake, which isn't... abhorrent.
No flick in the eye.
Disappointingly not for you, Pete. Yeah, no flick in Pete's eye.
It's a relief. Thank you, DotMod.
So let's go through the usual spiel with disposables. Now, these are fully recyclable, apart from that one component. At least DotMod are being honest about that. They taste amazingly good. They really do. Each flavour profile is... let's say a fresh take on some already well-used disposable flavourings. Every single one of them is definitely worth checking out. I like how they look. I like that packaging. As DotMod always do, their packaging is usually flawless and not over the top. And the Dot E series is no exception.
I just want to show, Alex. So the wiring you can see at the base of the unit, that's obviously the LED wired up. Once you pull that out of the way, you can see there's a ribbon there, just like a piece of paper. You yank on that, that will detach the battery. You no longer have a working device, but that's why don't do it until right at the very end.
Yeah, until it stops working.
Don't even take that off like I just did until the very end. So once it's
Well, that's
it's
one less for me to take home, isn't it? That's basically what you're doing there. But yeah, you know, we know that a lot of people aren't really into the idea of disposables, especially if you're already an experienced, well-versed vapor. However, these are a great way of a smoker transitioning to vaping, which is why we think there's a role for disposables in vape culture, in the convenience retail that is vape.
And with DotMod joining the market, there's now a premium version.
Yeah.
That is taking away all the negatives that people had for disposables.
Well, you'd hope so, but... you know, we're always going to cover disposables because they're prevalent in vaping. And I don't really think that they ruin vaping at all. I think the benefit of disposables is to stop people from smoking. Are they the long-term thing that you want to do as a vapor? No, because they're not cost-effective. However, as a transitional device that's convenient, they are the best way to go, in my opinion, to start your journey. So if you don't like that...
And DotMod joining this market, how do you feel about that?
I'm happy with it.
And the way that they've approached it?
I like what they've done.
And how do you feel about DotMod now as a brand?
The same as I did before.
Okay. So no change really. Same standard. You know,
I think they're amazing. They're exceptional. And I'd really love a .aio mini.
You would?
Yep.
Oh, this is an appeal?
Yeah.
Oh.
.mod. I'm clearly a big fan. I want a .aio mini, yeah? Just send me one out. That'd be lovely.
I doubt it.
Why?
I don't think they know who you are.
30,000 subscribers says otherwise, Peter. Although saying that, do they?
Sorry, Alex. And that's been our look at the latest range from .mod as they dip their toes into the world of disposables. Sorry, Alex. Alex.
Why'd you have to hit me with a dose of reality?
It would be okay. It'd be okay. All is well in the world.
I mean, you're basically suggesting that the reason that the channel's got a good amount of subscribers is because of you.
I mean, that's very kind of you. Can you bear with me 1 second while I step away?
I think it is because of me, Alex, but it's just, there's a lot of love.
Yeah. Pete's gone to gel his hair up. It'll look the same when he comes back, I promise you, because, you know, doesn't matter how much gel he puts on that monstrosity, it'll still look like, you know, Buzz or whatever he's called from Home Alone. An adult version, but a version all the same.
I'm back, Alex. I'm back.
Oh, hi, Pete. See? Nothing's changed.
Distressed at all.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Let's crack on.
I think you're a big deal.
I don't think I'm a big deal, Pete. I don't think I am.
Okay, look, let me share it with you. .mod only sent them because they knew you would love them.
Yeah, I don't think that's true because they would have sent me a .aio mini.
Maybe next.
That's all I need to complete my collection.
What's next, Alex? What's next? Give me something
disposables.
Else. Give me something else.
You mofo. More disposables
can
coming our way. Yeah, yeah. So, I'm going to intro this one as Pete's sound effecting it. Basically, Geek Bar, with their Geek Bar Originals, have released a shisha range. Now, yes, we are going to try them on camera for you guys. They are the classic original sort of, you know, specs. So 20 milligram Nick salt, 575 approximate puffs. And they're available, well, we've got five flavours. There's probably more. Knowing Pete's probably vaped the hell out of them, and that's why there's only five left.
Look, the vape mail comes here for a reason.
Does it though, Pete?
I have to try things before they come out, Alex. But here...
Well, in case they're poison, for me, is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're taking one for the team?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Safety
okay.
First.
Let me finish talking about these, yeah?
Alex, talk in a second after I introduce to you...
I've just introduced them.
I'm going to introduce it again. This range here by Geek Bar is the shisha range.
Yes, as I was getting around to saying, it's the shisha range.
Shisha.
Do you want me to repeat everything I'd already said? Because you clearly didn't listen.
I like saying shisha.
So Geek Bar Original Shisha range. So the Geek Bar Original component of it is 20 milligram Nick salt and approximately 575 puffs. The shisha component of this is, I would say, freaky is a good way of describing it, because it does taste like, I don't know what they've added to it, because it's not like a tobacco hint. It's like that molasses sort of, that burning molasses sort of feeling.
There's something.
Like it feels like it's, and it doesn't feel like it's burnt out. It's not that harsh. It's not that caustic. It's.
I'm not very well travelled, Alex, but I did travel to London.
Wow, right? Really, did you? I lived in London for
and
a little while.
And there was a cafe there.
You travelled there.
I went in, I had a coffee.
What happened to your voice there? You went Cockney. You went.
I needed to.
I went in.
I needed to
Janine.
Swallow, I think.
Janine. Ricky.
Ricky?
Oh, Pet. I love you, Pet.
Oh, Pat Butcher. Classic.
Peggy. Mike Reed.
So I was in London.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
Went to a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Didn't expect this. Coffee, please. No problem. Take a seat. They came outside with a shisha. I have never experienced it before. Like I say, not that well travelled. Maybe I should have tried shisha before now. This rubber banded me back to that moment.
It rubber banded you back?
I bounced back. Do you get me?
I bounced back.
The aroma of that kind of like charcoal-y hint.
That charcoal-y aspect of it. Like you don't expect it and it's not something you'd write on your wish list of adding to flavour. However, this works really, really well.
So the first flavour profile is called Hawaiian sunshine shisha.
So this is it, right? And Pete will probably confirm this. As you inhale, you get all of that fruit flavour.
Yeah.
When you exhale, you get that molasses charcoal-y burn flavour, but
what's
not
left
on
your
coil.
Palate is like you've had a proper shisha. So you get the fruit, all the sweetness is there on your palate.
It's so weird.
And with the exhale, it's like you've experienced shisha. And there's a little bit of me in the back of my brain that's going, oh no, have I smoked?
Yeah.
Because there's something different about it.
The thing is, as I said, it's not something you'd go, right, what's this e-liquid missing? Oh, like a burnt flavour, like a charcoal-y flavour. I think it's missing that, tick. That's not what would happen. However, these taste phenomenal.
If I was more cultured, where I had tried more shisha, and there was a particular one that I loved, this is going to do it for me. Who would have thought doing a shisha version and making it so authentic? So that was like a mango-y flavour in my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Next one is called strawberry kiwi shisha. Now, I love kiwi, as I always say. It's something a little bit sweet about kiwi, wherever it appears. Not getting the shisha vibe so much with that. Very, very subtle.
I am. And again, it's on the exhale. It's not on the inhale.
Yeah.
It's all on the exhale. It just leaves like this sort of, it leaves a shimmering flavour on the base of your tongue.
It's definitely there afterwards. Peculiar.
This is what I mean about how freaky they are. Because I shouldn't like that. I should think, hang on, is that a broken e-cigarette?
Do you know what this
is?
But
it isn't.
This is, to me, not a main staple of the disposables market. It's more like the zero nick versions of Geek Bar. It's quite niche.
Yeah.
But like for some people that are into it, they're going to absolutely love it.
Yeah, this is very niche. But I'm a convert. These are great.
So this one that I thought would be like an apple flavour, the green, is pineapple guava.
Well, guava's the fruit that's made it green, isn't it?
Not so much of a fan. The pineapple is very, very distinct. But then that's my bad because I'm not a huge fan of the whole pineapple vibe.
Like the, what's that one called? Hawaii sunshine.
Yeah, or mango, I've called it. Hawaii sunshine shisha.
Yeah, like the Hawaii sunshine. Like the easy Hawaii sunshine shisha.
Yeah.
This one, the pineapple guava one, has more of that charcoal-y. I shouldn't like it, but I do. It's really good. What's next? Will I carry on vaping?
So, next up in the range, well, we've got two more. I've got mixed fruit with rose shisha.
Yeah.
And then the last one will be watermelon berry shisha. So, next up is the red one, which is mixed fruit and rose.
Right. I'll go for the watermelon berries, and you go for the mixed fruit with rose.
Oh, wow. Tastes like Turkish delight.
That is bloody fantastic.
This one's really prominent. It's a little bit perfumey.
Yeah.
But I can't get Turkish delight out of my head. It's very, very silky smooth. The shisha part is very subtle.
I think this tastes the most authentic shisha.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. This one's really nice. So that's watermelon.
Mixed berries.
With mixed berries.
Yeah. Wow. All I'm going to say, because I think we've
this one's slightly fresher, I'd say. Slightly cooler.
Yeah, it is. There's more of a fridged element to it. What I've got to say is I didn't think in a million years I would be into that.
You didn't see yourself as a shisha fan?
Not a shisha vape fan, no. But I think they're all really, really enjoyable. That's weirded me out because I shouldn't like it, but I do.
There's something
a lot.
Odd about it. I mean, I'm not cultured enough to have tried out loads of shisha. this Turkish Delight flavor, it's not Turkish Delight, this mixed fruit with rose shisha is definitely, it's right up there. It's watermelon or that, I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it's the Turkish Delight. I'm calling it Turkish Delight. It's too late now.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Okay. It's like I know what you mean, yeah.
I don't even know what they are, but it's like a fondant of some sort, and it's like a jelly.
It's rose jelly, yeah. So, yeah, these are incredible. They fit the profile of Geek Bar Originals. Like, all of that jazz is exactly the same. The flavour is weird. It's weird.
I'd go with
but
that.
But good. Weird, but good.
Welcome to the weirdest disposable review that you're going to find on YouTube.
I don't know necessarily who the target audience is for these, but I think, you know, Geek Bar deserve a little bit of...
And it could accidentally be you.
Yeah, Geek Bar could... I think they deserve a bit of a high five because I didn't see this coming. I didn't see it... When I saw it coming, I didn't see it being good. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, essentially hit it out the park because it tastes like you're doing a shisha, which should be awful, but it isn't. It's good.
I would say if you're a huge fan of the shisha, then go for this Hawaiian one, which has got the most hardcore sort of
charcoal-y
Hawaii
part to it.
Sunshine shisha. That's going to be the one that's like the most shisha experience.
Definitely.
But as for a favorite for me, it's going to be the... Rose, the Turkish Delight.
Yeah, I like all of them.
Oh, you're not gonna.
I like all of them. I think they all have their own merits. You know, I think I was surprised by the first one.
Yeah,
the Hawaiian Sunshine Shisha, and then the other four again. I didn't know what to expect, and I enjoyed what came. So. Yeah, well done, Geek Bar. You deserve a high five.
We freaked Alex out in this.
Yeah, video. I don't understand. Boom. Don't understand them. I don't understand, but yet they're really nice. I don't understand.
That's been the shisha range from Geek Bar, Alex.
Yeah, it has. Crazy. Crazy, Peter.
But that's how it goes. Yeah, I like.
Right, okay, so... Next up, we have...
No Frills, give no us more frills.
So, obviously, we could have, like, you know, set up all five of the original No Frills range into pods. But did we?
That's,
no.
Normally we do, like, the old Cocos, the Caliban, keep on keeping on.
But this time, it's all about... The Oxford Slim SE. So I've picked two that I think will arguably be the ones that people ask about the most.
Okay, but there's five on the table.
There's five, yeah. So from No Frills,
yeah,
this is their, let's say, subcategory from their No Frills range.
Yeah.
The original.
OG.
So you've got original Black Razz, original Blueberry Slushy, original Cherry Slushy, original Menthol, and original Red Affair. Now, I really like everything I've tried from No Frills so far. Love it. I think it's all been great.
Good.
Really good.
And in fact, to the point of annoyance, don't call yourself No Frills and then go and thrill people.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm thrilled with this flavour profile. Oh, it says No Frills.
Yeah, what's that about?
But maybe it's like No Frills as in like there's nothing frilly around the edges. It is what it is.
But it is. Look, there's the box. Clearly made an effort to frill.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Essentially, they're a 50-50 VG-PG ratio Nick salt. You can find them in 10 milligram and 20 milligram at time of filming. And they are from the hugely diverse No Frills range. So, the two flavours I picked...
Yes, go on.
I'll get you Slim at the ready. Uh-huh. I picked Blueberry Slushy. That's not in that. That's a different flavour.
Why did you give me this?
I didn't give you it. I said, get your Slim.
Oh. I was expecting it.
Blueberry Slushy.
When it didn't taste of blueberries, it kind of surprised me. Watch, Alex. For those that tune in just for ASMR, saddos, listen to this.
Mm.
Nice.
So, Black Razz and Blueberry Slushy. Now, I think they will be the two most popular flavours out of the original, although menthol will probably be the most popular, but I'm not about that menthol life. I've loved everything that I've tried from No Frills. I've liked their desserty based ones. I've liked the tobaccos.
Absolutely livid, Alex. I don't even know if I should carry on. Don't say No Frills and then hit me in the face with like a sweet jam of blueberry.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So really good.
Oh, not even subtle. Not even trying to hide their frills. They're like, frills! Big party.
We're going to excite your taste buds, but No Frills. Oh. This Black Razz is incredible.
Okay, that is definitely like a blueberry jamminess of sweetness. Give me yours. What have you got?
Black Razz.
Outrageous.
Oh, wow.
They're not even hiding, are they?
No.
So I think from this point on, we should vow to shun No Frills.
No.
Until they sort out their name, Frills.
All the Thrills.
Yeah, all the Frills, or you won't be on the show again.
Mm. I don't know if that sits comfortably with me.
How do we punish them?
Do we need to?
You can't be producing flavours like that. That is so sweet.
It's not sickly sweet, though. It's proper blueberry slushy.
And it's so nice not to have... When you say slushy, it's so nice not to have freezing cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Like... Oh, that would be No Frills, because I'm not thrilled by being frozen.
They do a frosty squeeze range.
Okay, Black Razz, that's the one that you've got. Blueberry, that's the one I've got. What have we not covered?
Cherry slushy.
Good, don't want to cover it.
Menthol.
Missed that. And Red Affair. I'm going to smell the Red Affair. What's going on here? What we didn't do.
You ASMRing it again?
Just undoing the ball top.
Okay.
Okay, that's why we didn't cover it. It's like those aniseed balls.
Well, it's like berries and aniseed, yeah.
Okay. And for that, you go back in the box and you wait to be reopened by someone that actually likes you.
Well, I quite like aniseed-based vapes.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you know, aniseed, it's kind of like numbing. Reminds me of like... that kind of hot cross bun experience from going to a baker's and they put too many cloves in the mix. And I feel like I've been to a dentist. What the hell's happening? Why am I talking like this? Like my tongue's not working properly. Am I going to bite my cheek? Do you know what I mean?
No.
I literally have
no idea what you're talking about.
Never experienced.
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're saying.
You clearly...
I don't know what you're saying.
You must stop saying it. Supermarkets, no, then. No, that's what you're doing.
So basically, a very good range from No Frills yet again.
Do you know, honestly, I can say that the e-liquid market has really, really outdone itself.
Yeah.
There's a reinvention of all the juice flavours. Everything's become a little bit sweeter. They've got onto, like... freezing cold.
Mm-hmm.
They've got onto refrigerated.
Mm-hmm.
They've got onto straight up ambient.
Yeah. Ambient.
Yeah.
Ambient flavouring.
We're not going to shock you with like freezing cold or from the fridge. Nothing. Just there's the flavour.
Okay.
And I'm noticing that this is happening with all of the ranges, that if they want to be cold, they can be freezing.
Yeah, yeah.
If they want to be fridged, they know how to do it.
I think like any industry... the quality of materials that are being used and the regulations and the quality of the production being provided. I think that is why e-liquids are currently at a level where it's hard to find a rubbish e-liquid.
I was getting bored during that. You went all businessy on me.
Right, anyway. So, yeah, No Frills have hit the ball out of the park again. Yeah, we only tasted two of the range, but that's because...
they're the best ones.
They're the two that I thought are going to be the most popular.
And you gave me the blueberry slushy, do you call it? Slushy?
Blueberry slushy.
Blueberry slushy, which is the best one out of the five. So.
And my favourite thing is the fact that this is where the No Frills bit comes in. The e-liquids, all right, so Red Affair aside, the e-liquids generally... are what they say they are. So that's a blueberry slushy. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's Black Razz. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's Red Affair. All right, you've dropped the ball on that title. But at the end of the day, really good. Really good, does what it says, and what you expect from a very good
apart from the
range
bits,
of Nick Salts.
Slushies, I always think, are a cold ice drink. That's not going to freeze your palate.
And I'm glad about that, because I'm bored of cold e-liquid. Oh, I want this fruit flavour. Oh, I've slammed loads of cold into it. Why? Just let it ring out. Just let it ring out. The fruit notes ring out.
Yeah.
You don't have to make everything cold.
No. No. But
well done, though, Frills.
Yeah. Change your name. Frillers.
Okay, Pete. Okay. What's next? Oh, something for you to introduce.
Okay, what have you got there?
Beep.
Beep. For it, Alex. Show me what you got.
So I set these up earlier.
Yeah.
And I set your one up, the pink one, with a 10 milligram Nick Salt, because you always meant about it always being 20s. So I set yours up with a 10.
Alex.
Yes.
In front of me.
Yes.
I have brought
two
devices.
Yes.
There's one each.
Yes.
Yours is appropriately coloured.
Yes.
As is mine.
Yes.
So we can pick out which one's for who.
Yes.
The Inikin Scepter Tube.
Oh.
Now, that name isn't entirely new, because we've seen the Scepter before.
Yeah.
But the tube kind of is.
Essentially, it's a new, easy-to-use product that utilises the Scepter coil, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to be real fast about what this is.
Okay, let's go.
This is the perfect beginner device. Inside the recycled cardboard box, you have your device. Okay, stop the ticking now.
Oh, sorry.
That's annoying. You have your device. There's my device. I'm going to put that on the table. Below the device, you remove the card.
Oh.
What's this? An instruction manual.
Excellent.
And this one doubles up as a fan.
That's good.
Everything you need to know is in this.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to look. Spare coil.
Mm-hmm.
This one says 0.5 ohms. Do you know why? That's the restricted director lung coil. There is a 1.2 ohms in the old Scepter, which was a more mouth-to-lung coil. But I'm going to show you that in this device in a second, because it's 18 watts or 20 watts. Perfect for this coil. Then you've got a USB-C charging cable, A to C. And then there's a battery care guide.
Somebody's done their research.
And then there is mouthpiece and O-ring. So then there's some more spares. Right. So that's the what's in the box bit out of the way.
You've left that out.
Okay. I can put that in. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I didn't want you to come across as being tardy.
So that's the box bit, Alex. Right. You can open yours now.
That is mine.
Oh. Why have you put... They're on the table the wrong way around. Yeah.
They're not really. I mean, that's how I wanted to put them.
Okay.
I mean, you failed to mention battery capacity.
I haven't done any of this yet.
Yeah, because you've forgotten.
See, you always do sound effects. I've just done my own sound effects. Okay, you want battery capacity. Let me have a look. I thought it was 1,200 milliamp hours.
No, sir, it's 1,300.
13. Better than I expected.
Says on the base.
Okay. Right. Few basics, Alex. They used to be five, they're now three clicks, okay? One, yep. Two, three, turn it on. Now, the next thing you need to know, because there's only one button on here, next thing you need to know.
Yeah.
If I press that button twice, I can go into the menu. One, two. There's the menu. Pink, or it's purple it's supposed to be, pinky purple.
Fuchsia.
Is 20 watts. So that's going to give you everything this coil can hit you with. If I press it twice again, I'm going to go back to blue. And now I'm on 18 watts. Okay.
I want it on 20.
So there's simplicity. Three clicks is on or off.
Yep.
Two clicks takes me through, and I know what wattage I'm on. Pink is hardcore. Blue.
Less hardcore.
Take it easy.
Well, it's only 2 watts different, so not that taking it easy particularly.
Makes a subtle difference, though. And let me show you why. So,
please do.
On the base of the tank, you'll see there's the coil that we just plug in.
Yep.
Right? That's all very simple. Now, I've already primed these, so I can't show you a tutorial of what we actually do here to prep the coil or drop the coil in, because it's already done.
Because I did it earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, we can top fill, slidey slide on the top of the tank. I'm going to show you on the other camera. Okay. So, slidey slide. I get my new device, 810 drip tip as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Slide it across, fill it up with juice.
Yeah.
So I put my new coil in the base and I fill it up with juice. Now, when I drop it in, I just want you to demonstrate. Can you get yours? You don't have to fire it. I want you to inhale without firing it and just rotate it. And no, just rotate the device and you'll feel there's a difference in airflow as you line up the base of the device with those holes there. So you can have, even though it's a restricted direct lung coil, you can have a very airy direct lung.
Yeah, which is how I've got this set up.
Or you can have it very restricted, just close off that airflow.
Lots of vapor. Let's close the airflow off a bit. Less vapor, but more flavor. I'm not going to lie. This is good. This is a really good bit of kit.
It seems to interfere with the microphones.
Oh, yeah. Bing.
I don't know why it's doing that.
Because it's the scepter.
That's not a real sound. That's a microphone confusion sound. Why? I noticed that you put aniseed into my coil, and I absolutely hate aniseed.
Oh, did I? Oh, it's summer fruits. Oh, it's from the No Frills 99.1% pure. I'm pretty sure they've all got aniseed. Oh.
Can I swap?
Oh, whoops. Oh, no, because this is a 20 milligram. Oh. Let's have a little go.
I hate you.
Let's have a go.
Why did you do that?
That's really pleasant.
If you like aniseed, it's really pleasant.
Have a go on the energy ice from Bar Juice.
Okay, so you've gone airflow wide open, so you've aligned the holes. Let me just show on the camera there. You've aligned these holes here, just at the base of the tank, with the holes at the base of the tube. And that really is... It's an airy direct lung.
I mean, this would be more sense.
It's not stupidly restricted. Oh, you're giving it back to me in pink.
No, that was subtle. Not going to lie, I really like that underseed one. There you go. No Frills have done that again. But no, Inokin, which this is about. I mean, you get everything you want, you need in the box. You've got 1,300 milliamps, so that's what, a day and a half between charges, depending on use. It's utilised in the scepter coils, which, in all honesty, I thought were great coils. Wasn't a massive fan of the scepter mod and the pod tank thing.
The thing is, Inokin...
It was good, but this is far more accessible.
Inokin give you dead solid, reliable devices and that easily last. And the problem with them is they just last, mm-hmm. so you find yourself not... upgrading maybe as often as the new devices that are advancing drop because they last so long. Every Inokin device that I've had has been a Zenith based device.
Yeah.
So I love the Zenith coil, as I know you do. And there's so many in that range. The Scepter coil, cracking coil.
Yeah.
It's not my preferred.
No.
I stick with Zenith.
But
having tried this, it's a very airy vape. For how I like to vape, which is direct to lung, it's absolutely brilliant. Close it off, and go restricted, just mouth to lung style.
Doesn't interfere with the mic as much.
It doesn't. I don't know why it's picking up that. It's kind of on and off as well, isn't it?
You've turned it off, haven't you?
I free-clicked it.
Yeah. Whoops.
But how simple is that?
It's very simple.
1,300 milliamp hours. To be honest, you're going to go through the juice before you go through the battery.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
And if you do 2 mil of juice in a day, well, that's an all-day vape.
Yeah.
So it's a cracking bit of kit. Inokin are really good at the quality of their devices. Like I say, it's a piece of kit that's going to last you. The... coil, being able to just swap out the coil, dead easy. The magnets is something that we've been doing now for a while across devices. Nice little slot.
Yeah.
Firmly in, it's not going to fall anywhere. Loads of different colorways. I think there's 5 or 6 in the range. That's just a couple of them.
I think that's a brilliant bit of kit. Well done, Inokin, because like I said, I wasn't a massive fan of the Scepter device.
Yeah.
That utilized the Scepter coil. This this is a much more accessible way of getting a Septicoil in your vape vocabulary.
And I think that 0.5 is definitely the coil of choice. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it comes with the kit is absolutely awesome.
Yeah, so the point, you get 2.5s, I think, don't you?
Yeah, it's the way to go. 18 watts, 20 watts, yeah, there's not a lot in it. Two clicks gets you in between the two.
There's not a lot in it, see what but you there see. Is a noticeable difference. So 2 watts is at this level, at a lower level of wattage, 2 watts is a difference maker. And I think that's a great bit of kit. I've really enjoyed that.
That's nice little vape.
Yeah, it was good.
Definitely preferred not vaping aniseed though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I quite like it. But,
there's not a great deal to say about it. Devices now are getting more and more user friendly, so helping you make that transition. This is the perfect type of device to follow on. If you've started on a disposable, what should I get next? Try one of these, couple it up with a bar juice. You'll be able to find the flavor profile that got you into vaping and take that next step in your vaping journey.
Oh, yeah. So speaking of simplicity.
Oh, let me shift these out of the way a second. Sorry, Alex.
That's all right. I like it on the podcast bits that are just for exclusive members where you basically ignore me or slap my hand out of the way unintentionally.
I don't mean to. Do you mind if I have a slurp of drink first?
Oh, Jesus, really?
Go on.
So speaking of simplicity, but let's go mouth-to-lung context on this bad boy.
Okay.
What's that?
Oh... Be looking forward to this one. Alex, what I have on the table in front of you is a device from Aspire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, following on with the hype of pod devices, this is the Aspire Cloud Flask S. Now, you might be going, oh, do you know what? I've been vaping 50-50s for ages, Pete. I want one of those 70-30s. That's what I'm after.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that personally.
No.
But I know plenty of people that would.
Well, don't worry, because we've got you. Do you want to have a look what's in the box first?
Yeah, let's
go down that road.
Yeah, let's go.
There's the device itself.
Yeah.
Which I, boop.
Yep.
Like there.
Yeah.
Right? You got the device itself.
Yeah.
Then in behind, you can just pull this out. There's a little tag there. Below the covers, you have the instruction manual, which is going to give you every language and tell you how to use it. But don't even look at it.
You don't really need it.
There's five clicks and it's on, five clicks and it's off.
That's it. From what you told me off camera,
okay,
there's not a lot.
There's some spare O-rings. If you need O-rings, you
wonderful.
Probably won't ever need them. And as we're used to seeing now, USB-C charge cable.
Yeah.
So fast charge, 2 amp, 5 volt. And there's a spare coil.
Yeah, which
so,
is good.
Do you know, that's it. You're already rocking and rolling, as they say. So that is what's in the box. Then let's have a look at the device itself.
Right, so let's get some tech specs on this bad boy first.
Okay, okay. I'll do the twirlies where you read
out. You do the twirlies, right. So the Cloud Flask S device, 2000 milliamp inbuilt battery. It comes with the pod, which has a massive bung in it and provides 2 milliliters of juice. However, if you remove that bung, it's probably all the juice in the world. It comes with two mesh 0.25 coils, one pre-installed and one in the box, as Pete's already pointed out. And obviously, you know, the O-rings use manual Type-C charging cable. So what you're getting there is a relatively robust looking, potentially mega amount of juice holding, simple pod device. You've got airflow control on the side. I think it's airflow control. I might be wrong.
It's just airflow.
It's just lots of airflow.
You
can't control the airflow, but why would you want to? In a device like this, it's all about simplicity and using thicker e-liquids. You've got clearly an 810 drip tip.
Yeah.
It looks quite cool.
You prefer that type. I know it's what you have on your like dot A.
I like that. Yeah, well, it is and it isn't. I mean, they're 510, but it's a wider mouthpiece, yeah.
It's the wider style. That's
Yeah, but 810 is the measurement of the circumference, isn't it?
Or yeah, I was opposed to 510. Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
But when it comes to style...
Yeah, similar.
See,
yeah, similar, yeah.
Look, there it is next to the .AIO. Look
it's quite a slim bit of kit. I like the fact that it's got a camo sort of style, grey camo, that's being called. It's a cool looking little bit of kit, to be honest. And it's for sub-ohm vapors that want to be relatively discreet and have user-friendly devices. And this is five clicks on, hold the button down when you're inhaling, five clicks off. I mean, could it get any more simple than that?
But do you know what I'm thinking?
What?
How does it vape?
Well, how does it vape, Pete?
It vapes good.
Yeah?
It is cloudy and full of flavour. The one thing that I'd say is an immediate con, and I need to point out that the thing to be mindful of is that it's a cloud chaser. It's a flavour puncher. And as such, you're going to go through your juice. And with 2 mil capacity because of that reducer that's in there, just keep an eye on the liquid levels.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the reducing bung has to stay in there.
Yeah, so you can see there, all of the white element is the reducer. So it would have been...
About 5 mil?
Yeah, probably a 5 mil tank, maybe even 6. That is a considerable size bung. But if that was to unclip that base and remove that bung, let me have a look. No, if the coil was to come out and you were to get a pair of tweezers to pull that bung out, let's say you're in America... where you can have a larger capacity, then, oh no, I've been given a European-style pod. Well, you just put your tweezers
in. I like how you set that scenario up there.
Yeah. In that scenario, don't worry.
Yeah, just tweezers.
Tweezers, remove it, and then it's all good. But if you're in the UK, don't do that.
Yeah, don't remove the
Or anywhere in Europe. Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
It's your eye.
I've got something in it.
Okay. Yeah, if you're in Europe, then you can't remove the bung because of TPD. So you just have to be more mindful about the amount of juice.
You can't remove the bung.
Yeah. But if you're an American, you accidentally got one of these European versions, then I'll just take the coil out. That's going relatively simple.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Whilst we're on the matter of the bass, so there's the coil, that's just in and out. And then we've got the little...
Fill port
down there, yeah. That's it. There's nothing else really to show. And that's the whole idea. We're looking at making devices easy to use and convenient.
Definitely.
So it's a no-mess device. When it starts tasting burnt, well, let's face it, with a device like this, 5 days, I'd anticipate wanting to change my coil. That's going to give you the best out of
I'd agree with you.
If you're not vaping any other devices, 5 days, you've done well. Mm-hmm. Change your coil. Keep that experience of real nice flavour.
Definitely.
And that's all there is. Five clicks on, five clicks off. Charge it when it's low. The colour indicator is around the button. When it's green, it's at the top part of the charge.
Yeah.
As it changes, just be mindful. You've got the USB-C charge port just on the side there.
You have, yes.
Alex, there is really not a lot else you can say about this. If you're looking for a simple device... but you want a 70-30, you want a flavour-chasing device, you're all about flavour, that is a perfect place to start.
Yeah, I'm surprised with just how good that is.
That, Alex, is the Aspire Cloud Flask S.
Mm.
Ooh. And there really isn't much else I can add to that.
No.
Simplicity in a box. You got some juices there, Alex.
No, that's the end. That's five.
Somehow I can't believe how fast we get through these.
When we want to, yeah.
That's just... Well, it wasn't really a great deal
to talk
about.
I like the longer ones.
That's what she said. Oh, look, leave the buttons alone, Alex. Just... say goodbye to them and thank them for watching.
Goodbye.
So, thanks for watching. That's been our look at this week's worth of devices, this couple of weeks' worth of devices. That's five, isn't it? So they'll go out in two a week, maybe three a week.
I don't think that these fans at home,
worth,
you know, who are watching the podcast or listening to it, care about how many times we release individual
videos. But they might
videos.
Be going, look, I've listened, but I'm intrigued. I'm going to watch that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose that's a way of doing it.
Or there might be just a YouTube member that wants to watch it, in which case you know, this bit doesn't apply to them because they've already seen it. So that's been pretty much everything we've covered. So with that said, until the next time.
I've been me. You've been you. Pete's been...
You going to say anything?
And well done for that. Get out. Now.
Are you joking?
Get out.
You get so angry at times. I can't believe you gave me the aniseed as well. What was that about?
It wasn't intentional.
Clearly it was.